This is the IPR audio guide to spring for Friday, June 5th. Leafy June is here. I'm Peter Payette. Monarch butterflies are arriving in Michigan. They overwinter in Mexico. But it's not actually the same monarch that arrives in Michigan that left Mexico. For some reason, a monarch butterfly can make the trip from Michigan down to Mexico. But to return, it takes a few generations of butterflies. So the one that arrives in Michigan might be the great-great-grandchild of the one that left Mexico. The eastern monarch population is in decline. Duke Elsner, an entomologist formerly with the MSU Extension Service, says the count for this winter was down.
It was disappointing. If you look at the big picture, there's still a heck of a lot of monarchs. It's just not as many as there used to be. But it's hard to really declare them to be threatened yet.
You can help monarchs by planting milkweed or just letting milkweed grow where you find it. Pink lady slippers are flowering now. These exotic-looking flowers belong to the orchid family. It likes acidic soil, so you can find it in our mixed coniferous forests with pine and hemlock. Pink lady slipper can live for 20 years or more if left undisturbed. And there's a lovely yellow flower blooming along the Lake Michigan shoreline right now. Our executive producer, Cheryl Bartz, has this story.
Oricaku. Hairy pecan. Oripacoon.
Yes, they're called pecoons. And Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is home to two kinds, the hoary pecoon and the hairy pecoon. It's easy to tell the hoary pecoon from the hairy pecoon. Let's get real. Nobody can tell a hoary pecoon from a hairy pecoon, not based on a radio story. You actually have to get down on your knees and look closely. Is the plant softly hairy? Then it's a hoary pecoon. Or are the stem hairs sparser and more bristly? Then it's a hairy pecoon. But even if you can't definitively ID which pecoon you're looking at, you can impress your friends by pointing out, from 6 feet away and through a mask, that the plant is a hoary pecoon. Hairy pecoon.
And we'd been hoping to alert you when tart cherries were blooming this year, but we missed it. Nikki Rothwell at the Northwest Michigan Horticultural Research Station says the bloom went like that. She just hopes the bees didn't miss it.
I can't believe how fast things have moved with the crazy weather last week. We blew through tart cherry pollination in less than 2-3 days. I just hope those bees worked, and they worked fast.
And that's the audio guide for this week. Check out our website for a photo of something amazing that happened to me last weekend. You'll recall on the show last Friday, we explained how white-tailed deer will leave their fawns. The doe will leave the fawns for 8, 10, 12 hours while they're off feeding. I discovered a fawn about 1 foot from the North Country Trail down in Manistee County, and but for this program, I too would have assumed that that animal had been abandoned. I got a great shot of it. You can check that out. Let us know what you're seeing. Send us a picture. Get in touch. You can reach us at ipr@interlochen.org. I'm Peter Payette. I get help from Cheryl Bartz, Leslie Hamp, and Larry Mobby. And this week, a special thanks to Arlo, Ivor, and Magnus Augusta for helping us pronounce hairy pecoon and hoary pecoon. Stay safe. Have a great weekend.